Hey. Welcome back to another episode of Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane. I'm doing an on-location today. It's beautiful, so I'm doing my podcast outside. You know what I'm saying? So y'all gonna hear the birds chirping and stuff like that. I want to talk about not just the coronavirus, because I know we're getting kind of tired of hearing the coronavirus, but it's a very important situation that's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? I also want to talk about racism. As y'all know, I have a movement, Our Versus Ends Racism. If you look on my Facebook fan page, you'll see shirts. I offer shirts if y'all want to help join my movement. I'm also looking for sponsors to help me keep my show going. But with that being said, there's a lot of stuff that's going on because of the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's out of work. There's a lot of people that's struggling, that need food, stuff like that. And in these trying times, we need to stick together. We need to come together as a people. You know what I'm saying? This is when Our Verse Ends Racism come into play. When it comes down to race, if we look at it like this, that we're all part of the human race, you know, color is just identity to identify who you are, like your ID. If we was all the same color, nobody wouldn't know the difference who we are. You know what I'm saying? All right, a black squirrel and a gray squirrel ain't beefing because the gray squirrel is gray and the other squirrel is black. If they beefing, they beefing over something that's real, not trivial. You know what I'm saying? And us, we use a lot of stuff to fuel our madness, to fuel our complaints, to, you know, I was just on the internet not too long ago looking at a man saying that the government letting us down. And in a lot of ways, they are. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to financial help, all of us going to need that. You know, they don't really want to give out trillions and trillions of dollars. But they have to do something to save face. But we have a whole lot of things going on that people not realizing. You getting fake news confused with real news. A lot of things that we should be doing that we're not doing. I still see people running around here acting like they're not under quarantine. Man, that's a problem. You know why it's a problem? Because if you're not listening, and if you really don't know if you have this virus or not, you can't say for sure that, you know, I'm not contagious. We don't know. Nobody don't know unless you've been tested. You know what I'm saying? And being tested is a whole different thing in its own. You have to call your health care provider. He has to send in things. I was fortunate. You know, I had to go get tested because I was a health care worker. Now, during that, once I got tested and I went into the hospital, it became even a bigger problem. Now, the problem with that is when you go into the hospital to get tested, you might not have it going into the hospital. But because there's so many people in the hospital that has it, there's a chance you can come out with it, and people not understanding that. That's the reason why we have to stay quarantined for 14 days after you come from the hospital. Okay, I wasn't exhibiting symptoms then. I didn't go in there. You know, I went in there and they gave me my test. I waited for my results, and my results came back that it was negative. Now, by me being in the hospital on my way out, I contracted the COV. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm exhibiting symptoms. They're telling you to come back if this happened, come back if that happened. But they're not telling you the reason why. Because if you come in there and they say, well, you didn't have it, now all of a sudden you're exhibiting symptoms and you've been inside for 14 days, what do you think you got it from? You got it from the hospital. All right? But it's important to know that all of us don't know if we have it or not. A lot of us don't know if we have it or not. We can be walking around as silent threats. You know what I'm saying? Asymptomatic, meaning that we're carrying this and we don't know we're carrying it because there's no symptoms. You know, and you're running outside, wanting to be around people and stuff like that, wanting to have gatherings and stuff like that. Nah, this is not the time for that. You know, us as human beings, as a human race, we're under attack by an invisible enemy. So essentially, we're at war. All right, and when it's time for war, we're not defending yourself. You're defending the entire country. So that means we need to stick together, pull together, and do what we need to do to overcome the situation. Now, with that being said, a lot of us are doing it, and a lot of us ain't. You know what I'm saying? And the situation not going to get better. It's going to get worse. The reason why it's going to get worse is because we don't have a cure yet. That means you can get it and get it all over again if you're not immune to it. If you're immune to it, you're a carrier. You're the one that's spreading it. It's like HIV and AIDS. You can have HIV and don't have AIDS. You know what I'm saying? You can be a carrier and live with this and give it to somebody else and they die. We're not looking at it at that picture. Then we running around, do what you got to do. Do this and do that. Fuck the government, man. Hey, we're all in this together. You know what I'm saying? And if we don't look out for one another, if we don't practice what we need to practice to stay safe, this is going to carry on longer than what it's supposed to. If y'all don't want to be stuck with the government helping you pay your bills, if you don't want to be stuck with the government telling you to stay inside, you need to try to get this over with as quick as possible. Now, with that being said, I'm going to take a pause for the calls to let y'all get into some of this music, and I'll be back with the second half of my show.
Stop the drama coming from all these angles. Can't fix it, still wishing for my guardian angel. Cause my soul's lost, my heart missing, my head gone. Stab me in my back, I treated them right, now I'm dead wrong. Damn, with that I do to deserve this. Motherfuckers just wanna see me hurt on purpose. Yeah, I signed my name in cursive on that contract. That's the act when the murder is murk shit. Do unto others as you want others to do to you. Found out that shit wasn't true, it's cool. Feel it neutral, everybody ain't with you for the long call. You gon' lose a few, so keep your house clean. Grass cut, watch how you're moving through. I thought they knew, I'm forever criminal. Looking up to the sky, wishing I could see my niggas. Oh, when my nigga died, I died too. Since I've been living no more, you was my right hand. Stayed 100 and kept it thorough. Damn, my head's falling, gotta keep it level. Steady fighting my mental every day. Running from these devils, saw a shooting star, made a wish. I just wish it come through. This shit's a myth, but wishes is blowing out birthday candles. Many nights laying down, thinking about my little ones, wishing I could make it out of this bitch with all my real ones. Cause I swear I never return. Feeling like I should gotta let it burn. Too much money out till it be earned. Make it out together to die in it. When will we learn? Niggas get under my skin, bare like a rash, fucking ringworms. Still wish a nigga had a father. Wish my mom wasn't sick, wish I could give her anything she wanna. Wish I can get along with my baby's mama. Wish that she don't stay mad, wish we can put the past behind us. Wishing I could fix my family problems. Wishing I could come up on a plan to get us out this fucking bottom. Wish my kids know how I feel about them. Every day I'm missing them, wishing that I don't have to live without them. They're the main reason I keep on climbing. Flesh in my flesh, yes, we forever bonded. Huh. I need a genie, but can't seem to find it. Riding solo so nobody else can see me crying. Huh. On this dark road, I need some guidance. And I don't wanna give up hope, so I keep on trying.
No gimmick.
King Yak in the building. Suspect music, nigga, what's good?
Way back when, I was left on the industry doorstep in a basket. I guess you could say that's when it all began. Mama had to let me go, the game had adopted me. But not thinking psychologically that it'll fuck me up and have me shook like Muhammad Ali. And all I did was try to keep it loyal. Gave you my life while these other niggas lie like they was living royal. You know, they diamonds, they chains, but they ballers. I tell you, they on some bulldog like Georgetown Hoyas. Mama used to tell me, if it's for you, then it's for you. Yep. Can't no man chain with the law have plans for your sugar.
No.
Thanks, baby. That's food for thought, cause I was starving. Feel like my brain was touching the back of my skull.
Who we are?
Criminal.
Who we are?
Suspects. J. Dot Smurf, my nigga Soul, and King Yak. Bitch, I leave cracks on the track when I'm stomping on it. Godzilla, fire spitter, somebody throw some water on me. King James in the paint, you know these niggas can't hold me. And if it's beef, then I'ma be sitting outside the job like you're open.
Better believe it.
waiting on you to clock out. And I'ma be in the parking lot, lean on your car with that Glock out. I call my 9 Nikki, cause she nasty and got that knockout. My 44 box, niggas call it Manny Pacquiao. But I ain't tryna kill, I'm tryna chill. You know, thought of session, I'd rather murder niggas' careers than call it Saw 7. I know you niggas probably got ideas, like I ain't ready until I show you EA Sports. Pow, John May, like Crown Talent. And stop hating.
Why?
Cause bitch, I'm suspect, music time break.
You know it.
Or Richard Sherman with the coverage. Nigga talking when we hit the field, it don't appear to be scoring nothing. Damn, I think you boring and rusty. So Drake, some WD-40, maybe your balls will slip under me. Niggas getting stripes for those things, man, that's wannabes. But soon as them people come, they sing. Nigga, quarantine, they say my thought contagious and needs to be quarantined and never let into the airways for humanity. Hating bitches, you lucky, I'm trying to keep my sanity. Cause I would've been came dressed casual for some casualties. Decapitated nigga, put his head on my mantelpiece, then use it as a display. And grave, may he rest in peace. So you can get my competition, my address, and tell him come see. But just don't forget to mention I'm on, I don't give a fuck street. Run up in your head, bird, but you gon' leave with no feet. And no less, now I want to see how you gon' run a company. I'm just trying to let y'all niggas know they ever mention me. And I come with that diss and listen, that's just settle,
nigga.
Cause I very seldom let it be. Which means it don't get past the AK, now let that shit settle in.
Thank nigga.
I'm vigilant and always on guard. Don't wear no badge but a gun yet, and ain't no harness on ours. Niggas will come from the front, back, side, left, and all. With that doo-doo-doo shooting at rappers like Kendrick Lamar. Time to finish him off. You know, burn up the corpse and leave no traces or evidence for the forensic to talk.
No,
I'm an artist, I'm just trying to create art.
You know,
I play the role of Jeffrey Dahmer, Lee chopped up body parts. Daily mental, I keep some killer shit stats in the vault. In case you come as an evil kid, even stunt, you gon' die like Bret Hart. Ain't no need for me to keep up, but you're always on pace. And you niggas ain't going to west like you running in place. This is a lyrical backhand slap to the face. And I don't understand why the niggas you roll with don't keep it real and tell you use a fucking disrespect. But just assume they place their fate. And I better make them change their religion after they listen to this mixtape. A switchblade across the neck, or give me my respect. Then I hear you motherfuckers thinking I played on a Ouija board and called on Soldier Slim.
Yeah.
Jay Banger.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
my Jason
the
flow.
G, double G, double G, nigga.
Lego.
My diamonds blanking under city lights, like you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. My diamonds blanking under city lights, like you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. I grab that cutter, then I swerve down on Thursday. So you know I'm out your lurking. Just like bro, man, I'm coming through the perk. And my Nina bustin', she lied and said she was a virgin. It took for me a couple hours just to write the song. It took a day and a half for me to lay that bone. A nigga hit my line, bitch, pull up where I roam. Goonies at your dome, like that's running through a cone. Bizarre that I got all up in my car. Bizarre, I'ma smash tonight and not tomorrow. Bizarre, she used to have no holler for your boy. Bizarre, Jewel's dancing Michael Jackson, boy. My diamonds blanking under city lights, you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. My diamonds blanking under city lights, you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. Puffin' on the backwood, got it out the mud in them backwoods. What it smoke like? My pack good. Know my shit great, peel grapes. Slayin' that ice, I be having going ape. Bitch suck me up just for a little taste. Hard to keep a steel face. Jewelry rusty grill fake. Custom made everything, boy, I'm eating chubby face. Open the pack, got the whole hood musty. Bitch, don't touch me, all your hoes dusty. If your coochie ain't clean, ain't no discussion. Take care of your chick, if you not, you not hustling. My diamonds blanking under city lights, you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. My diamonds blanking under city lights, you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the second half of the show. You know what I'm saying? Coming together during a time of crisis. Like I said, I'm on location. I'm outside enjoying some of the weather before some other people come out. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not nowhere else. I'm outside my home. I've been quarantined for the last 14 days. I go back to work Tuesday. Can't wait to get back to work. But during some of these times, I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about my spouse, and I learned a lot about my kids. Now, with that being said, our kids are being affected too. So remember, we have to talk to our kids. We have to find out what's going on with them, how they feel. You know, this is affecting their schoolwork. This is affecting them. This is a crisis, and a lot of our kids have been through crisis before. You know what I'm saying? Like my kids, my older kids, and one of my younger kids went through Hurricane Katrina. You know what I'm saying? That in itself was dramatic. My son still watches the weather, and he's about to be 19 years old. Still watches the weather when there's a storm or something. He still gets scared. You know what I'm saying? And that's dramatizing because it happened when he was a kid. You know what I'm saying? And this is another dramatizing thing that happens to us. And us as peoples, not black people, white people, Chinese people, us as human beings need to come together and say, well, hey, our world is in crisis. We need to pull together and do what we need to do. Now, sending help to the front line, and shouts out to all the healthcare workers, all the essential workers out there, everybody that's providing what we need in this time of grief. Because it's hard. It is really hard on a lot of people. I'm just grateful that I still have my job. Okay, I was able to take off 2 weeks. Had to take off 2 weeks. Not wanted to, but had to make sure I was straight. But I'd rather be straight and go to work and make sure people are straight than to think that I'm straight and not knowing if I'm straight and pass it along to other people. You know what I'm saying? My definition of love might be different from somebody else's definition of love. But by definition of a human being is the same with everybody. We are all human beings. Now, with that being said, I see a lot of us human beings doing some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know me. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it raw. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people doing fucked up shit. You know, running around here, touching on shit, licking on shit, not doing what you're supposed to do to keep things right. And I see that. And that's human nature to be mean and nasty. But sometimes you have to fight the feeling inside of you to make you do right. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for something to happen good to you, whether you believe in God, whether you don't believe in God, I believe in this. I believe in God. But I also believe in this. The energy you put out is the energy you're going to get back. So if you put out a whole lot of negative energy, you're going to get a whole lot of negative stuff back. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful on what you do. We need to take this time to get to know who we are as a person. Accept our flaws. Accept some of the things that we know we do wrong and work on changing them to become a better person. I see a lot of Bible scriptures. You know what I'm saying? This is the end. And if that's the case, if y'all feel that way, maybe you should prepare. Even though if it ain't the end, when this is over with, the world will be a better place because everybody worked on themselves. Not worrying about changing this person, not worrying about if that person changed, but putting yourself in control of who you are, building you to be a better person, having better character, being a better man, being a better woman, whatever it takes for you to be better. I'm coming to y'all asking y'all, you know, to leave messages. If you listen to my show, you can leave me messages. I'll play the messages on the air. I'll respond to them on the air. You know what I'm saying? I encourage y'all to get involved. I encourage y'all to share y'all likes, dislikes, share y'all stories so the world can know what's going on. This is a tremendous time for all us. This is a pandemic that's going on. You know what I'm saying? And during this pandemic, we need to come together. Now, I'm looking on Facebook, and I see a lot of groups, people giving home concerts, people DJing for you. You know, we are a beautiful race of people. We can come together in a time of need. We need to exhibit more of this kindness, more of this heartfelt actions. I watch parades of cars go by little kids. I watch grandparents can't play with their kids but are finding creative ways to be with their kids. Now, that's love. That shows you a lot about who we are as human beings. You know, we're all on this one big planet, and as y'all can see, this disease, this silent enemy, is attacking everybody, not just one race, not just one country, but everybody all over the world. And if we can look at it as this, we're in a fight for our lives of extinction. All these movies they made about aliens coming down and hurting us and taking over the human race and we defeating them, all that had beautiful outcomes because in the movies, everybody did what they had to do to make it happen. Now, if this is a movie type situation and you're in La La Land and you're looking at it like that, look at it like this here, okay? If we're going to overcome this pandemic, we have to find a way to coexist without hurting each other. You know, nobody don't want to be stuck inside. Nobody don't want to have, you know what I'm saying, that day where you feel like, shit, I'm getting sick of this and just go out and kill everybody. Nah, we don't need that, man. We need people to come together and heal everybody. You know what I'm saying? And the only way we can heal everybody is to protect ourselves from the things that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, I'm going to ask all of y'all that's listening, all my listeners, share my stuff. Help me get it out across the world. Help me get my ratings up. Share your comments with me. Leave messages so I can let the world know your opinion. I will answer you. Now, for musicians that want their music played, you send me your music through my email. That's mrthomaswooden72@gmail.com. Now, that's Mr. Thomas Wooden. at 72@gmail.com. Again, I'm going to spell it out. Mr. M.R. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Wooden, W-O-O-D-E-N, 72@gmail.com. And I'll play your music. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do. I'm here to help you. So with that being said, I'll see y'all next time. And remember, buy a shirt. Our verse ends racism. You know what I'm saying? We can overcome racism. Over. Hashtag over. Share that. Put that out there on the internet. Over. Our verses ends racism. Now, I'm going to let y'all get back into some of this music. I'll see y'all next week at a different time. For now on, my show will be dropped on a Saturday. The reason why, there's a lot of podcasts being dropped on a Friday. I don't want to be in competition. I want to be in a lane of my own. So therefore, I'll start dropping on Saturday. I want all my people to have fun, stay safe, and remember, have an insanity day. This has been your host, T. Insane, for the Insanity Room, and I hope you enjoyed my podcast.
Fuck all the obstacles, when I let the choppers play, I'm on all the smallest smoke, the pocket shit, so I come and take your shit, give me that, like a hoe, I want all the smoke, 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 and I want y'all to know, I want all the smoke, I want all the smoke, I want all the smoke, and I bring it to the
you say you want it poppin', but it should be coming your way. Drama at your doorway. For all I hear say, anybody do date. What does nigga do spray? Kids can survive if they listen to what I say. I'm volatile and irate, tryna raise the crime rate. About to make this hot shit blow like Pompeii. Timber like my hype, don't give a fuck what you gotta say. Playing for keeps, if I gotta play. Lies on the line, so much on the line. You seeking, you should find. But make the wrong turn, nigga gon' bust you behind. Crashing out for nothing, don't know what it was behind. Niggas playing stupid, can't read between the lines. But hope they read between the barrel once bullets start flying. Resolve conflicts with our violence, shit I'm trying. Being a bitch of the graveyard, shit I'm dying. Play with one in mind, the bitch, I am sliding. You can want all you want, but ain't no hind. They were one of mine, little bitch, I am sliding. You can want all you want, but ain't no hind. In your hand like being impossible. Fuck all the obstacles. When I let them choppers blow, I want all the smoke. I need a pot to pistol. I come and take your shit. So stop acting like a hoe. I want all the smoke. 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 And I want y'all to know. I want all the smoke. I want all the smoke. I want all the smoke. And I bring it to the door.
Criminals, nigga, was him.
King Yak in the building.
All day. I respect my fucking gangster, nigga.
We in the studio, you hear me? You know what I'm saying?
Bars, bitch.
Fuck on my nigga White, you hear me?
He did.
About to murder this nigga. Criminals, bitch, was him.
Calling lawyer, I'ma kill his beat. That's a body case. Arms away like the United States. I annihilate, but we too loud, so I can't really hear what you trying to say. Got me floating like a planet, damn it, somewhere out of space. But you dressed in ain't fashion, that shit kinda gay. Asking why you got that man purse, better feel some kind of weight. In my city, shit get real still, keep it by the waist. Body found in the dump, the fuck them, that's a follow waste. Two clips stuck together, nigga, they ain't a lot of tape. Think you a bitch, we can do whatever. We ain't gotta wait, my bitch won't dick. 10 calls, I miss. She don't know how to wait, she say she sick. Need her medicine so she can fall asleep. But she can't see, ain't no loving me. I just fucking leave, that's all it be. That's all it's gon' be, we can never be. 3BG, my heart in the streets. I'm part of the street, since the street niggas figure they be locked up in the street. They say ball like you're getting money, that's a lot of bleep. Money busting out my pocket, I can't ride no Wally chain. I didn't get this bitch a Molly, now she wallin' up the chain. And they got a holla body, but her body so insane. We smoke exotic, bitch, don't worry about it. You ain't got the strain for your. What the fuck is that? Probably ain't got no name, smoking red. Where they do that at? Probably out of state, you pull out reds. When we smoking niggas, roast it right away. Introduce you to the game, but I can't show you how to play. When you take a shot, you know sometimes you gotta fade away. If it be, I make a delivery, pull up where you stay. Bro, they think I'm fucking the kid till they ejaculate. Fuck me, I spit with the kid, make them haul them shake. Seen us approaching, they scattered like roaches, thought it was a raid. Feel power, fuck that bitch for hours, ain't no minute, man. Finna told her, I gotta leave Nazi side. Lemonade. Okay, bitch, you know this, I ain't stand. Plus, you got a man. I'm just saying that we're part of the plan. We just fucking friends. In the forest, stunting in rush hour like I'm Jackie Chan. Got the gloves, so the gunpowder don't end up on my hand. One shot, take a chunk out of them, don't worry about an ambulance. Just call a corner and tell them need to borrow one of them vans.
Get lost in the days. This world we living in is like a maze. Shit's gone to my head. Lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage. So that's why nigga blaze. Ain't get lost in the days. This world we living in is like a maze. Shit's gone to my head. Lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage. So that's why nigga blaze. Cause they say marijuana ease the pain. And the thought of never seeing my dogs again constantly run through my brain. I'm the same, but you got love for a nigga, it'll never change. Wonder why these memories that are killing me just like cancer. And I can't get over the fact that you ain't here. Sometimes I gotta pinch myself just to see if this shit is really real. Cause when reality bites, I just roll up in life. Trying to keep it steady focused, don't wanna be hopeless, hoping these dreams will take flight. That's why I make a smoke, gotta be loaded to deal with shit in this life. The most of my days always went left, the minutes ain't never went right. But still I fight just to get to a better place. Steady praying for better days, but I'm still trapped in my ways. Feel like I'm trapped in a maze. That's why I roll up in blaze, so I can go in the days. Just to go back in the days to when my niggas was here and none of my niggas was caged. Boy, I some nigga for my niggas in the grave. Cause I know I'ma be with you niggas one day. Living life at a fast pace, I guess it's because of the money we chase. Niggas put on their hungry faces to keep their family straight. Feeling like there's no escape, but I think I found a way. Give me a guard, cut it, fill it up with good.
roll up the L and blaze.
And get lost in the days. This world we living in is like a maze. Shit's gone to my head. Lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage. So that's why nigga blaze. And get lost in the days. This world we living in is like a maze. Shit's gone to my head. Lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage. So that's why nigga blaze.
Smoking on that OG Kush. This must be what they meant in the Bible about the burning bush. Some people call it cactus, some call it marijuana. But in my hood, we call it good and wretched. Country grammar. Niggas smoking like it's legal in Louisiana. Trying to find a way to deal with these fucking problems. Too much to handle. Every day the cops pass us, so know they smell it in the air. Sometimes they even stop and stare like they won't hit this bitch themselves. But we all need to blaze every now and then. Cause I be burning blunts like an arsonist. Smoking for my niggas that'll never see a dog again. And all my niggas in a pen, put him, I put it in the wind. Just call this shit my medicine. Miss Mary Jane, my better half. I'm married to you, baby. Can't you see that I ain't never left? Cause when I'm going through some things, you know how to cure my stress. That's why I keep you in a sack next to my ghetto where I'm at. Cause when you not around, shit seem to be different. People seem to be tripping. Probably cause I ain't lifted. But all this green I got on me right now, you can say I'm gifted. About to give me your golf, spit it, dump it, fill it up with good, twist it and get twisted and
blaze. And get lost in the days. This world we living in is like a maze. Shit's gone to my head. Lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage. So that's why nigga blaze. And get lost in the days. This world we living in is like a maze. Shit's gone to my head. Lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage. So that's why nigga blaze.